online at kboo.fm or calling us toll-free at 877-500-5266. When you support us, you take a stand for truth, and you take a stand for freedom of information, and you take a stand for facts. You are a part of this powerful movement of participatory, independent media, and we call on you now for your support. So call us at, and Lisa, what's the number?
877-500-5266.
Or you can go online at kboo.fm. So we're asking you to join this community project called KBOO, intended for a more inclusive media, because we all know that media in general has become a lot more corporatized, and there's a lot of money involved in it. But KBOO is independent media. It's member-supported. It's part of your local community. It's part of the fabric of Portland. So yes, give us a call, 877-500-5266.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Brunchbox, located in downtown Portland at 620 Southwest 9th Avenue. Besides their Build Your Own Burger, Brunchbox serves up a menu full of burgers and sandwiches every day from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Lunch was provided by Little River Cafe, located in downtown Portland at 0315 Southwest Montgomery Street. Serving food made from fresh ingredients, Little River Cafe is open for breakfast and brunch daily from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Dinner was provided by Mississippi Pizza, located in North Portland at 3552 North Mississippi Avenue. Integrated into the local Portland music scene, Mississippi Pizza hosts concerts while serving pizza and drinks, open daily from 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. or later. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now or go online to kboo.fm/give.
KBOO proudly co-sponsors the Portland Folk Music Society Concert Series, this month featuring soul, rhythm and blues, and folk singer Chris Webster. Webster draws from many genres, sometimes backing her songs on uke or even washboard, with Nina Gerber on guitars. Gerber honed her skills accompanying folk singer Kate Wolfe. She has accompanied and recorded with Carla Bonoff, Peter Rowan, Nancy Griffith, Greg Brown, and many others. The Portland Folk Music Society concert is April 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Reedwood Friends Church on Southeast Steele Street in Portland. For more information, go to the website, kboo.fm, and click on Community Events.
Blackbird. You're listening to KBOO Portland. It's a couple minutes past six, and up next is Right to Survive Radio.
You're listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 in Portland. I'm Ibrahim Mubarak of Right to Survive. On this show, we go to Ground Zero, Portland, Oregon, and report news and stories that corporate media don't cover. We'll bring the uncut reality from the perspective of the unhoused community.
This is Lisa Faye with Right to Survive Radio. R2S Radio goes into the houseless community, making their voices heard, speaking to individuals on subjects that directly relate to their daily struggles.
Somebody help me.
That's work.
This is not healthy.
Oh, man.
I am not wealthy.
What I do, have the power to break the chains.
Doing what's right, you.
Here on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And this is another pledge month today. So be by your phones, punch in those credit cards, or get those pencils and write those checks so you can keep hearing programs like Right to Survive.
I'm Lisa Faye here on Right to Survive Radio, KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial. Welcome to our listeners tonight. I think we have a very informative show with a very pressing issue that is going on, houselessness. And we have some lovely people in our studio tonight that have something to say and a way to do it. And we're going to hear more. We're going to hear more from our guest in just a second.
Yeah. And our show is about the Houseless Walk to Salem. And it's being spearheaded by members from Hazelnut Grove, which have support from Job for Justice, Right to Survive, and numerous organizations and houseless community. So, hi, everyone.
Hello.
and you want to give your name and state where you're from, it'd be great.
Hi, I'm Meg Garcia, and I'm from Hazelnut Grove, and here to talk the walk.
Hi, Jackie Hooper from Hazelnut Grove.
Victor from Hazelnut Grove. I'm Peter Parks. I'm a supporter. I'm a neighbor of Hazelnut Grove.
And so, what inspired you all to put this walk on, and who started?
Well, I had a thought that occurred to me a number of years ago when we were sitting in front of City Hall. There was a number of us that sat there for years, and it was a period where we tried to talk to City Hall in regards to how we could solve the issue of homelessness. We spent a lot of time, but we didn't seem to get anywhere. And I just thought it might be a great time to take it from City Hall and go to the Capitol and speak to folks there. So,
So Jackie, can you tell us what day and time or what's the route is going to be?
Well, it's going to start May 23rd through the 29th. Mm-hmm. We're basically going to walk 10 hours a day and have a rally.
10 miles.
Mm-hmm. 10 hours, that's good. An hour and mile, right?
And Vic, what would you like to add?
We're heading down probably the easiest route, straight down Salem, down the Willamette by 99E. Should be good weather. It's Memorial Day weekend, so yeah. Hope you can join us.
So at these 10 miles a day, what would you have at these stops, and do y'all know where you all going to be resting, and or are you going to have food, or what you're going to have, guest speakers? The audience want to know. I'm wanting to know also what you're going to have at the... It's going to be 5 stops, right, before you get to Salem.
Yes, right. And I think Pete could probably tell us a little more.
Okay. So we're starting in Portland on May 23rd, as Jackie said, at Glenwood Park, which is in Southeast, and we're going to have an event there from 5 to 9. With speakers and hopefully some music and maybe a little food. The next morning, then, we would start the march. We'd be going down the Springwater Corridor, where there are a lot of houseless people living towards 99E, and then going down 99, as Vic said. We don't know exactly where we're going to stay each night. We're pretty sure we're going to stay in Woodburn at Picoon. They're going to host us. We hope to be able to stay with churches and other community groups and maybe stop in some places and discuss the houseless issues and why we're walking.
Okay. And do you hope that this is like the snowball effect, like you make a little snowball and roll it down the hill and it gets bigger and bigger, and at each stop you accumulate more houseless people or supporters to march with you?
Yes, hopefully and absolutely. It's time we, the people, stand together and demand that there's a change. You know, I came from Springwater Bike Trail, and yes, we need housing for all, you know, not just the homeless, everyone.
When you get down to Salem, who do you hope to talk to? Are you going to have a press conference, senators, people in the House of Representatives?
Well, actually, from what I understand, we're going to, it's a day of lobbying, I believe. So it's open to the public, and we, as part of that, are going to go and have our voices heard. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to make appointments with specific individuals, but still in the planning.
So again, along each stop, you got one stop, but have you reached out to any houseless advocates or houseless people along the way so they'll know that you're coming past there to support or to walk with you all yet? I mean,
no, actually we haven't.
I've, in my adventure during the day, I would mention it to houseless people, and they seem unsure of it, and very curious. So walk with us.
So as of now, how many people from Hazelnut Grove and Dignity Village and Ride to Dream 2 and other intentional communities here in Portland are going to help you kick off the walk?
This week, everyone's going to be getting back to us and letting us know, because everyone has to check their schedule, if they can walk the whole time or a day or half a day. So the next 2 weeks, we'll be able to know more.
Okay, and how would they contact you all? If Victor, how can you let us know how to contact?
We have a website set up. It's the giveusshelter.com. That's thegiveusshelter.com. Mm-hmm.
And is it a cell number they can text you or call you by?
Not yet, but you can, if you have questions, you can send it to mail at our website.
Okay, we're going to be back with these lovely guests, and we're going to pitch now. So pull out your pocketbooks and your wallets and your chain purse and donate to KBOO.
All right. Yes.
Woo-hoo! All right, and here we are, our spring pledge drive. Hey, in the program there, Right to Survive, thank you guys so much for everything you're doing. Walking from PDX to Salem is no small chore, pulling that together. And that brings us around to you're hearing it on KBOO. And this is all part of the grassroots that we've been talking about, of where we're coming from. So during this pledge drive, we're asking that you give us a call, go online, make a donation, become a member. The phone number is 877-500-5266, online at kboo.fm. There's a really easy-to-locate donate button. If you're new to the area, or if you've been here for a while and you've been listening, reach out, become a member, do $10 a month, $15 a month. It comes out of your checking account, your credit card, whatever's easy for you. We have phone operators sitting right here waiting to take your call. And, you know, think about becoming a member, thinking about sustaining this community radio that's bringing it together. The phone number, once again, is 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. So every bit of money that is donated is used to run this station. All the expenses, all of the stuff that goes on here in the background, you're hearing this come over the airwaves because the dedication of the staff, the volunteer members, everybody putting it together to put this on. And in this day and age, it costs some money. So give us a hand, lend your support, 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. We have several things here that we give as appreciation for donations at different amounts per month or one-time donations. T-shirts, hoodies, beanies, bags. We have a lot of tickets for different things going on around town. Our phone operators are happy to work that out with you. Give us a call, 877-500-5266, online at kboo.fm. Look for that donate button. You know, there's a lot of challenges coming up these days. Homelessness being, you know, one of the big ones that we're struggling with as a community, as a nation, how to take care of this. You can hear different programs. You can get involved here from programs that you might hear or that are put on by KBOO all around our community issues and things that you feel important about. All of the donations really seriously help all these things go on all year long, 24/7. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. Our phone operators are happily waiting to talk to you. We also have online kboo.fm. Look for the donate button.
Okay, we on. Welcome back to Right to Survive Radio Show on KBOO 90.7 FM. And today we're here with the Hazelnut Tiny House Community. And we have, you want to introduce yourself again in case our listening audience tuned in late? We have
Meg Garcia,
Jackie Hooper,
Vic, Peter Parks,
and your co-host, Ibrahim Mubarak, and
Lisa Fay. Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
We're having a discussion about an upcoming event. There's going to be a houseless walk from Portland to Salem, and it'll take place over the 23rd through the 29th. We're hoping people will come and participate in the walk. And we're just getting to the point where we're going to ask how people can get involved in the walk and what type of things are you needing, donation-wise, food, water, rides for people?
All of the above.
Yeah. We have somebody, you know, volunteering to help with the water, mm-hmm. Some people helping with the transportation, medical, and if any way you guys out there want to help, log on to the
giveusshelter.com.
Yeah, giveusshelter.com. And give us a shout, please.
Yeah, and so, how do you know the route that you're taking? You said you're going down which from 99 East to.
Yes, it's 99 East. So we're starting from essentially from the Springwater Corridor over towards Milwaukee, down to Oregon City probably for the first night, then Canby, then Woodburn, then maybe Brooks, and then Salem will be our last stop.
Okay, and that's every 10 miles, right? And you're going 10 miles a day, so it's going to take 5 days. So at these stops that you would like people to volunteer to have food, water, maybe tents, how are these people going to sleep? Where are they going to sleep in sleeping bags or where?
We're asking that folks bring their tents and sleeping bags. If there's folks that are there that don't have, we're going to try and provide that for them. The walk, once we get up the first morning our sleeping equipment will be driven to the next tent city, as we call it, and the walkers will begin the walk, initially walk for about 2.5 hours, and or basically 2.5 miles, and stop, take a break. We won't be at any fast pace. It's going to be a slow going march, a quiet, peaceful march.
Very peaceful.
And then we will go back for another 2.5 miles, take a break, have a nice long lunch, then get back up and do the rest until the next tent city. So we'll need folks to in transportation that can help move equipment from point A to point B, and everything.
And supplies, and anybody out there, tennis shoes would be great. good walking shoes.
Sandals, too.
So, Peter, how did you get involved?
Well, Hazelnut Grove is in the Overlook neighborhood, and people from Overlook, of course, knew about Hazelnut Grove, and some people. I was invited actually by a neighbor to join what's now called the Overlook Houseless Outreach Committee, and we support Hazelnut Grove. We've been working with them, doing whatever needs to be done, partly to help because they're going to be moving in not too long, and we also support other people who are camped in our neighborhood who are houseless.
So can someone talk a little bit about what the state of houselessness is like in Portland, and why it's an issue that you want to make sure that you raise in Salem, and why you're doing this walk?
Well, I always helped many people, including the homeless. Never in a million years did I ever think I'd become homeless. I ended up on Springwater Bike Trail and never knew how many people out there in the public hate the homeless and try to do everything to make it difficult and impossible for us just on a day-to-day basis. And we need to make it loud, and we all need to stand together, and we need to do something for all of us. We all need a roof. We all deserve a roof. Yes.
I know myself, I've been an independent woman that's always managed to take care of my own self and raised a son on my own, and I've had a struggle, but it wasn't until the last 5 years that the struggle to keep a roof over my head became virtually impossible. When I went to the housing authority trying to get assistance in that system, that's when I was told that they were only able to help people that were homeless for 1 year or longer. So I then became homeless in order to qualify for their help. But I saw shortly, I realized the problem was not in getting assistance. The problem was finding a spot available. There is nothing out there. I think Portland is at 95% occupancy rate, and there's a great deal of people that just are waiting for anything to open up. And the skyrocketing prices has made it virtually impossible for somebody of a person like myself that is on a limited income due to disability. And there is nothing that I can afford to rent at this point in time. Everything costs so much more. So I'm not sure how to go about solving the problem. But the problem continues to grow. And I think for at least over a decade, I've watched society push this problem under the rug. But we're not in the Land of Oz, folks. We're not.
So I don't have to click my heels three times then, huh? No. And go back home.
It will not work.
We can't disappear. If it was an option, we might choose, but we're here. We're here to stay. And as human beings, we need basic, fundamental things: water, shelter, food. We need these things. It's not something that we're just.
So you mentioned before that you have a lot of people that dislike, or even went to use a more harsher word, hate the houseless community.
Yeah.
What are you doing for safety along this walk to Salem? Because if people's out there and they know or see you doing this walk, how are you going to combat
that anger, absolutely, or
that hatred or that houseless phobia mentality?
We're in the process. We're lining up security. Mm-hmm. We're going to have 24/7 security people, you know, walking with us. I think Pete or Vic could tell us a little more in detail.
Okay. Well, we have some people who have experience in security who will be working with us, both being there and training other people to do that. So we will definitely have security. And it's interesting, Jackie could talk about the security that they have at Hazelnut Grove. So it's something that they've already dealt with there.
I know at Digney Village, where we had security that wasn't, you know, we wasn't secured each other, but we was protecting ourselves from the hate mongers or the houseless phobia people. And they would go up on top of the ramp or the steel bridge and throw stuff down on us, like rocks and screws and garbage. Or they would ride past and shoot bottle rockets through our tents. And some even took the nerve to drive their vehicles through tents. We just happily that no one was in a tent at the time. So again, with, you know, if they find your site where everybody's sleeping, or you all going to be walking along the road, are you prepared for, like, if people throw something out their car and shout at you or something?
We're in the process of figuring all that out. This is my first walk. I think Meg's second. Yes, we're trying to work it out, Vic.
This is the first time on the radio.
We have medical people lined up already for any medical issues that arrive. A few very good people that have done security before. So we're still trying to find more people. If you want to come with us and do security, then give us a holler at the website.
Yeah.
Yes, and we're looking into, like, having a simple safety course, or, you know,
training,
you know, so that it keeps all of us are safe through the whole walk.
Again, we have a website, as mentioned. We also have a Facebook page. If you just Google on Facebook, give us shelter, with no underlines, because there happens to be one that has underlines. So give us shelter, no underlines. You'll find our Facebook page there, and with links to our webpage for signing up for the walk and for other help.
And have y'all reached out to Food Not Bombs or Free Hot Soup to supply meals, or?
Well, Hazelnut, we work at Food Bank for our food, and I'm in the process of talking with them, but we need to figure out our meals and everything. So it's a start. Anyone out there that wants to help, please, get a hold of us.
Mm-hmm. So are y'all taking a page out of the civil rights movement when they walked to D.C. or the Million Man March or something like that?
I never really thought about it.
Yeah. Well, I've seen the power when people get together and when they All are acting as one. Their voice will be heard. Their voice will carry, and that's what we're hoping for now.
Okay, we're going to go to another pitch break, and you're listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And again, help us to stay on air. We're the we're the binoculars of the houseless community, where we go and bring what's happening in the streets to you. You want to know more about Right to Survive Radio or listen to us, make that pledge.
Yeah, thanks, Abram. You know, what you guys have been talking about is just really going to my heart, that you need protection to walk from Portland to the Capitol down to Salem. You know, it's not a pretty thing to think about. But I appreciate that you guys are bringing this to the air, bringing it out to the community. And we are asking the community to donate to KBOO right now. This is our spring pledge drive. Every amount helps, but we're asking for $10 a month right now. That's $120 a year. You know, we have thank you gifts for that, but more than that, it brings you the membership, it brings you into the group. Our phone number is 877-500-5266. Our phone operators are standing by, just waiting to chat. Or online at kboo.fm. You know, one of the important things about this show that's on right now, The Right to Survive, and a lot of the other shows that are put on locally here at KBOO, is that, you know, people go, they listen to the radio and you drive down the street and you don't think too much about it after that. But when you become a member, when you donate here, you are rejecting that passivity. You are becoming a member into the community that wants to speak out about what's going on. You know, I just can't say how much every dollar that's donated, every amount that's donated, every membership that's created, you know, it brings you out of your chair, it brings you out of your car, it brings you into what's happening. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. Sign up for $10 a month, $15 a month, what's comfortable for you, you know, or more. We do monthly donations or one-time donations, you know, whatever fits your budget. A lot of people talk about the cup of coffee, stuff like that, and it's really true. A cup of coffee a week donated to KBOO, that amount in dollars, really starts to add up over the years. So don't think that a small amount doesn't help. Again, our phone number is 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. And I want to talk a little bit more about the idea of passivity and the idea that we just sit around and things happen around us. It's like, you know, get up, get out, come down here. You can knock on the door and you can get a tour. You can see the building, the people, all of the equipment, everything that goes into putting this radio station, all these programs on the air every day. There is an amazing amount of work that goes on here. There's an amazing library of music and information that's kept here that is all for the community and keeping it going. We are at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, 8th Street, 8th Avenue, one of those two, right off of Burnside. But seriously, come on down, join up, become involved, get out of that passive kind of, I just listened to this and nothing really is affecting you, because it is. Our number again, 877-500-5266. Give us a call, go online at kboo.fm, look for that donate button. you know, there's so many challenges that are in our community, that are in our neighborhoods, that are in our nation right now. It's important that we speak up, that we get involved somehow. You know, a lot of us are busy in our lives. A lot of people go along and forget about getting to be involved in the community on some level. So there's a lot going on here. There's a lot of programs that are put together right here at the station, coming to you. So give us a call, 877-500-5266, or online at kboo.fm. Thank you.
Welcome back here to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO. I heard the phones ringing back there. Thank you all callers and supporters, and I hope we have some new members joining us. Back to our show now, and we are talking with Meg and
Jackie.
Peter and Jackie and Vic, and they are from Hazelnut Grove and the Overlook Houseless Community Outreach, and they are putting together a march to Salem that will happen the 23rd through the 29th of May. And I hear, Vic, that the Facebook page has a list of demands for our state representatives. Would you like to talk about the demands?
Sure. Here in Portland, affordable housing is pretty much non-existent. And if it is there, then it's the waiting list is forever. We've talked to the city council and the county for many times about these issues and brought many solutions that may or may not have worked, but we kept bringing ideas to them. Still, nothing has gone on. It's they extended the homeless state of emergency here in Portland for another 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to take it to the state and we'll talk to our legislatures and ask that they consider bring a state housing state of emergency. I'm sure it's not just in Portland that the housing is short. We want them to stop the inhumane and unconstitutional sweeps when there's no place for people to go.
Mm-hmm.
We want attainable housing, affordable, obtainable housing, and to being targeted by the police. And like Meg said before, basic services, water, trash, and toilets.
Mm-hmm.
And we at Hazelnut Grove, we're an intentional community. We're pretty much self-sufficient. We get some support from the city. I think it amounts to about $9,000 a year, which is nothing. Everything else comes out of our pocket or we get donated. And so this is just one of the solutions that could be put in place. There's more tiny house villages. I'm sure the city has some plans, but that's just a tip of the iceberg when it comes to the whole problem as a whole, because it's not just the homeless people. It's people who are about to lose their job or lost their job and couch surfing and stuff like that. So.
Or people who work but can't afford the high price of apartment buildings, you know, because we need to break that myth that everybody thinks houseless people are lazy and don't work. The myth is that the affordable housing rent is way above people's salary cap. So we need to make housing to fit every, you know, housing where everybody can afford, no matter how much they make a week or a month.
Yes,
or a
housing
year.
For all.
Yeah.
And affordable. Here at Hazelnut, we like to be part transitional, and we've been calling it an alternative way of living.
Mm-hmm.
A pod community where we all work together. But when you're homeless and trying to get a step up, it's hard because you don't get a shower, You need to charge your phone, and most important, you need to breathe and exhale. And we need people to listen, and we all need to help have a solution. And that's why we have the walk.
Our sacred space.
Yes.
We each need our sacred space.
Yes, we do. I heard a statistic the other day. If you make $21.50 an hour, you are 180% below the median income for Portland.
Wow. That's a shame.
And if you can't, many people are not even making that much.
Right.
So self-ran communities, intentional communities, would definitely be a large answer to the state of emergency on houselessness.
And I as a single parent, I'm concerned with how many other single parents out there that are struggling to feed their children day after day. And my heart goes out to them, because it was a difficult time when I was bringing my child up, but the times we're living in, I have never seen the struggle to survive be this difficult. I'm a woman of 63 years of age. I've been around for a while. Mm-hmm. Never have I seen it this difficult. And to sit back and do nothing is not an option in my world. So I don't know what else that I as one individual can do, but I'm going to do everything I can as an individual to try and find a solution or a way, means to get us towards a solution to this once and for all.
Peter, can you again tell us a little bit about the start of the route, the kickoff, and how people can get involved along the way?
Yeah, so we're starting on May 23rd. That's a Thursday night at Glenwood Park in Southeast Portland. The event there will be from 5 till 9, and it's a permitted event. Very difficult for people with very little money to get a permit in a park, by the way. But we do have that. We will be having speakers from various organizations, so if your organization would like to join us and have somebody speak, let us know through our Facebook page or our website at thegiveusshelter.com. We are going to be then walking about 10 miles a day, mm-hmm. leaving Friday morning, the 24th, mm-hmm. Going down the Springwater Corridor Trail towards Milwaukee, then down 99 East, as we mentioned before, Oregon City, Canby, Woodburn, Brooks, and then Salem, and then spending the day after we get there in Salem on the 29th with rallies and lobbying our legislators to give them the demands that Vic has told us about.
So how many people do you anticipate going on a walk with you?
I think a rough guesstimate would be easy 50, possibly 100.
Or more, right?
At least, or
at
more.
Least, at least.
Or more.
At least. And then, yeah. So are you all going to walk back? I mean, how are people going to get back?
Well,
we haven't thought about that, no.
Maybe people can carpool.
Yes, yeah. There's several ways. I think I've heard of a bus.
The boat bus?
There's the Wilsonville Smart Bus that goes from Salem to Wilsonville, as well as from Wilsonville to Portland here. So.
Okay, so they can transfer on and off and people.
Yeah, there's and that. Then there's some people have volunteered to help take people back also. Okay. And if anybody out there has experience or expertise and would love to help, please mm-hmm. contact us. Mm-hmm.
What about anybody performing, any like musicians or anything coming? I mean, just to lift people's spirit up or something, singing old folk songs.
Bring your banjo, bring your tambourine, yeah. Guitar, drum circle.
We plan on having some mobile audio for part of it, as well as I think Meg is already lined up a musician, friend of hers to come and play. I'm not sure who that was, but we have a committee for that, and
we're thinking and planning. We want to have a peaceful drum circle, and awesome. You know, with the rally.
Oh, and also we're going to have movies. After or each
so
night.
You mean move like the Black Panthers or an Incredibles 2 or what?
something, yeah.
Is it going to be Advocate movies? Or
I'm not sure what it's going to be yet, but we got a projector and we got a sound system, so.
Stay tuned.
All right. Well, it sounds like some good planning is in the works, and there are many ways to plug in and volunteer. Please check out the Facebook page or the website, giveusshelter.com, no underlines.
So are you all going to have like banners or posters or whatever, people walking down the street with them? Or
we have to have t-shirts as well as access.
You got t-shirts made with Give Us Shelter on them?
Yes.
How can people purchase these t-shirts? And if they don't go, how can they, can they still get them, or is it just for people going on the walk?
I'm sure we can figure that out, but right now we're starting to take registrations. Uh-huh. I'm not sure what that entails yet, but if you're registered, we'll definitely get you a t-shirt.
And they register on your website?
Yeah.
Give Us Shelter.
Or Facebook.com events. Give Us Shelter.
Okay, and they can register on there and they get a Give Us Shelter t-shirt.
Well, yeah. we asked for a $50 donation, but no one will be turned away for lack of funds.
Okay. All right, and Meg, so with this going on, and you said you're going to go lobby the senators, the governor, the lieutenant governor, Trump. I mean, I don't know.
We could go that far, yes. Okay. We're still setting up all the people that we can reach out to. Mm-hmm. I'm really bad with names. Peter, do you have any?
So Hazelnut Grove is actually in Donna Sanchez's area. She's the representative, a new representative, and is on the committee that deals with housing. And we've contacted her, and so we have an appointment with her on the 29th. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be contacting other representatives.
And so we're going to another pledge and pitch so people can pledge to continue to keep these great shows that's coming on cable. And Right Survive been on cable for about 10 years now, and you heard 10 years of different information, because I believe we have a different show every month.
Every month
we have a different show, and next year we're going to do the best of the 10-year show. So let's go to that pledge, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Abraham. Thanks, Lisa. You know, before I get too started here, I would like to just say how much we appreciate all of the people that are donating right now and all of our members that have been supporting KBOO for a while now. A big shout out and a big thank you so much for your help, your support. It's really important. You know, during some of these pledge drives, you know, it just sounds like, give us more. And that's not really it. It's like reminding people to renew. It's like asking people for one-time donations. It's encouraging people new to the area or you've been here for a while to become a member. It's really easy. You know, you can be as involved as you want. You can just donate some and listen on, or you can come down and get involved in a show that you're interested in. You know, at an easy number of $25 a month, that's a one-time pledge of $300, works out to $25 a month. There's this beautiful hoodie here as a gift in our appreciation for that. Give us a call, 877-500-5266, or online at kboo.fm. You know, everybody has a different level at which they can support. So all of it is, all of it counts, all of it's important. And we're asking you to give your support financially in an amount that you're comfortable with, monthly basis or one-time donation. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. You know, what's really cool about all of this is that when you become a member, you are all of a sudden you are a part of this group that is putting out all of these shows, all of the you know, public affairs shows, things that you can learn about, cultural stuff that you learn about, entertainment, music that's just like crazy, or like this show, Right to Survive, where letting you know what's going on this month, especially around this homeless march from Portland to Salem. All of these things are what your membership, what your donations help to bring out into the community. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. Our phone operators are happy to talk about different levels of donations, how you'd like to do that. You know, you can also walk right in the front door and hand over a donation. Get a tour, take a look at the place, meet some of the people here. You know, you can really get involved in any way you want. There's shows that are always looking for guests. There's shows you could start yourself. There's just room for everything. You could be involved in the news. You could be out in your community getting news stories and bring it on into KBOO and give it to our news directors. It's just an amazing group of people open to this community. Asking, you know, providing a space for you to do what you want, put out what you want. So, you know, like I said, any level of support is awesome. If you can do $25 a month, that would be super. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. We also have our website, kboo.fm. There's a nice big red donation button there that you can push, and it'll take you right through it. You know, different things speak to different people. It's like you have an idea about what you're interested in or what flicks your emotional button about what's going on in our community. And our community isn't just Portland, you know. It's all over the place. We have direct stations down in the valley, out in the gorge. But also, because we're online, we're national, we're international. Anywhere you are, you can listen to KBOO. And all of this is because of your donations. You know, it's that simple. We're a community-supported radio station. We endeavor to put on shows and put out information and music that you're asking for. So please give us a call, 877-500-5266. Help us out with this pledge drive to get to our goal.
Welcome back to Right to Survive Radio here on KBOO 90.7 FM. We're having a little joke at my expense here in the studio. We're talking today with Peter, Vic, Jackie, and
Meg.
And Meg.
And Meg.
From Hazelnut Grove.
I'm sorry. Someone said something and threw me off. And I'm here with my co-host, Ibrahim Mubarak. And we're having a discussion today about an upcoming walk to Salem that the Houseless Community is putting on, Housing Justice March. And it's going to take place May 23rd through 29th. It'll start right here in Portland, connect to the Springwire Corridor, and then
on to Salem.
Multiple stops down 99E on the way to Salem. They anticipate 10 miles a day, and there's many opportunities for people to get involved and join them and come help speak with the legislators down in Salem that our housing crisis is only escalating, that houseless people need a home too. Intentional communities are one of many solutions of helping people stick indoors and have some type of shelter from the elements. And we would like to talk a little bit more in the last few minutes that we have about your tiny homes and what they mean to you and what the city's trying to do to Hazelnut.
Well, I'm Jackie, and approximately 2.5 years ago, I came to Hazelnut and I got this beautiful tiny home delivered on my birthday. And when I was on Springwater Bike Trail, I went through 14 tents with my two cats in less than 2 months. And when I got my tiny home, me and my cats were able to put our heads on the pillow and actually sleep longer than 2 hours. And it's amazing. And now the city, you know, I think they want to take it away from me. But we all need to come up with solutions or help. That's why we're doing the walk.
Yeah, so I'm hearing that they want to turn it into another, they want to colonize the tiny house villages that y'all had so adamantly and been independent on becoming successful and getting people off the street. And they want to knock y'all down to people to stay there for 3 months, and they give them 3 months to get successful. And we know that's totally highly impossible for people that's been houseless and without employment for a while to get successful in 3 months and 90 days, especially with the survival crimes that's been imposed on them. What you think about that, Meg?
Yes, we've just been told that they would like to see us be a transitional project. And so we weren't set up, we hadn't set ourselves up to be anything. Like, we were just out to make a community that took care of one another. And now we're being told that we're going to be pretty much like what we call the human meat market, where we're just supposed to usher people in and get them back out. But if there is no housing available, so in 3 months' time is a very short period just to get on your feet. But even if somebody was blessed to have the success of a job, there's still no place available for them to rent, unless it's the luxury buildings they suddenly sprung up around here in the last couple of years. But it
depends on what type of job you get. I mean, if you get a city councilman person's job, you're going to surely afford the rent. I think some of them are still struggling too, I believe. So, but how can the city just come in and bogart you all's effort and tell y'all you built the housing, you found the land, you built a community, not telling y'all that each person got to stay there for 90 days? And what happens to those people if they can't get productive in 90 days?
Or find employment,
or get education.
Well, that's what we're trying to get the city to understand, that we're not a human meat market, and we will not try and shuffle people in and out. Now, I don't know how we're going to work this out, but hopefully more and more we can get the city to understand that we're not just building shelter, but we're building community.
And that's why this walk is to going to Salem to shout out not just to the city officials, but to the government officials of this state. And so we're ending our next Right to Survive meeting, our Right to Survive radio show. And if you want to know more about this, Give Us Shelter walk to Salem, Right to Survive is having a meeting tomorrow from 5 to 7 at
the joint offices, off of 81st.
Yeah, 1435 Northeast 81st Avenue. And you can learn more about this walk and why it's taking place. And we'll be also discussing Pitch a Tent.
And Peter, can you give the website for the walk one more time?
So the website is thegiveusshelter.com. Don't forget thegiveusshelter.com. And I'd like to give a big shout out to Right to Survive for this show and for giving us a chance to talk about this.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
And thank you, Cable, for having Right to Survive. And pledge, people, pledge so you can hear more reality stories and events like this. Thank you.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Brunchbox, located in downtown Portland at 620 Southwest 9th Avenue. Besides their Build Your Own Burger, Brunchbox serves up a menu full of burgers and sandwiches every day from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Lunch was provided by Little River Cafe, located in downtown Portland at 0315 Southwest Montgomery Street. Serving food made from fresh ingredients, Little River Cafe is open for breakfast and brunch daily from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Dinner was provided by Mississippi Pizza, located in North Portland at 3552 North Mississippi Avenue. Integrated into the local Portland music scene, Mississippi Pizza hosts concerts while serving pizza and drinks, open daily from 11 a.m.